Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Get ready, cause here I come.
Blah, 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 blah.
It's that time of the week again.
What does that mean if I'm addicted to my vibrator?
All the thoughts you're thinking, but not saying.
We are two radio chicks who talk shit on this podcast about thoughts you're thinking, but not saying.
It's filled with so many amazing, so many inspiring, talented, hilarious chicks.
Ain't nothing gonna hold me down. Get ready, cause here I come.
Coming up this ep.
She'll run through, this has happened, I'm raging about it, is this menopausal related or
am I being a bit?
Thinker Girl, the podcast with the Thinker Girls, Stacey June and Christy Mercer.
You're listening to Thinker Girl, the podcast with the Thinker Girls, Stacey June
and Christy Mercer. Holla! Welcome back.
Your spray tan is epic.
Mate, you have got absolutely no ground to stand on because the other day we were sitting in a meeting and you were becoming darker and more tandoori before my eyes.
Your bangs are very impressive. Are they for Katy Perry?
Well, I got my hair done today, except I put it back.
It's very shiny.
Look, she curled it so intensely. I was like, I feel like I'm about to go and do a tap concert. So I was like, this must be put
back.
Did you
ask for curls?
No, bro, because I was on the phone at the time. And then she whipped out her phone and started taking photos for the Instagram.
For her salon Instagram.
Well, I'm assuming, yeah.
She said, oh, it's because you're a thinker girl, you dumb dumb.
Well, it's from the back of my head, so I didn't really give a shit. Oh. But
with your tan on at the time?
No, I got that after.
Oh, because I was going to say,
because I thought that would
that
be...
you're like, here, we've got a thinker girl that comes to our salon.
Don't worry.
You look African American.
I did think about the logistics of that because I was like, if I get the spray and then
shit.
As she's washing my hair...
Yeah, that's not
might
good.
Come off.
Look at our nails. I cannot meet Katy Perry. We've got a Katy Perry interview that's going on out. We're doing a fill-in slot for Drive, which is very exciting. We've just been able to announce it. So this will be, probably a couple of weeks ago by the time you hear this episode.
Super exciting.
But we're both getting Katy Perry prepped.
We actually are. Like, we've got the sprays, hair's been done, your nails. They're not that bad, but like the middle finger, like the pointer finger's completely, the shellac's come off.
They're quite fucked, mate.
Well, they're not as bad as, look at.
Yeah. We're holding
up. Like a 12-year-old child.
Because you've got glitter.
I've got glitter. I've been banned from shellac because my nails were too thin.
Well, Katy Perry will like the glitter, mate.
Yeah, that's true.
We have a first for Thinker Girl, the podcast today, where we are speaking to two chicks. Now, these particular chicks are best mates, just like the two of us. They founded a brand that has gone 100% gangbusters. You can find it at saboskirt.com. And we are talking, I'm going to stuff up the names.
Fessy and Yotta.
Hello, chickies.
Yes.
What is up? Sabo Skirt bosses and founders. Is that a nice way to introduce, like, do you feel empowered by your own story and title?
That was epic.
That was epic.
Thank you.
We'll take that as a yes.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. How long have you been doing what you got? How long ago did you found the company?
So it was 6 years in March that our online store launched.
But before that, we were doing blogging for 2 years before that. So it's been a
long journey.
A long
Do people call you overnight successes and does that piss you off?
Yeah.
They're like, you just
really
burst onto the scene
off.
7 seconds ago. But it's like, nah, we've been working for almost a decade.
It's like I've been working for my whole life, not overnight, mate.
Yeah, good
one. I think it's easier just to like assume that it's been a really easy journey because it makes people feel better, but realistically it's just not like that.
It's exhausting and full on, and I feel like people feel like they can't talk about those parts because then when you get there you've got to make it look like it was some kind of dream run. It's like, no mate, it was not. And if it was a dream run for everyone would be doing it.
Yeah, of course,
you know?
Yeah, it's important to you'd be real about it. So this is the place where you can do exactly that, and you can swear, you can say whatever you like. It's not the radio show, so please feel free.
Yeah, this is my kind of place.
Yeah, great. You guys sound very chill. Like, I wish
we
I
are
sounded,
so chill.
Yeah, I wish I was as chill as you. Like, I am. Like, I will always be that eager beaver kind of hypo girl. I've got a spiritual side and shit, and I meditate. But honestly, like, it's generally fairly intense.
You can be zero fucks girl, but it takes effort. Which kind of defeats the purpose, yeah?
I'm pretty much half asleep right now.
Oh,
so.
My God.
We definitely have our hyperactive
Are you both in relationships? Because I feel like we talk about if you're a single girl and you're zero fucks, you slay.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. Yeah. I slay.
Yacht is actually married to my brother.
Oh, my God. Oh, get out. So you're actually like family members.
Yeah, yeah. She's my sister-in-law.
Oh, whoa. That's very good. How does your brother feel like that? Because I feel like he gets...
So he works with us and I sit in between them.
Christ, I love this. Yeah, I love this.
Yeah.
It's nice, isn't it? Because we've started working with, I mean, obviously Christy and I got our gig and started working together as best mates. And then I've got a heap of mates as well in the industry. And slowly but surely we've started working with them.
Yeah, it's,
and
it's pretty
like
special.
And you pinch yourself and go, is this allowed? Like,
yeah.
Like, is this legit? Like, it's bizarre. And even my boyfriend's in the industry and I was saying, you should produce this. If we do a podcast idea, and I'm like, fuck, this is epic.
Yeah, it is actually. Do you guys love that? Do you love it sick?
We love it sick. And our whole office is actually made up with family and friends that are now kind of part of our extended family. So
yeah, that's right.
We're so lucky. It's people think, I think, that it's a negative, but it's just all positive.
Absolutely.
Well, I think some people, they're that whole thing where it's like never work with family or don't mix, you know, business with family. But it's like you have to be able to have the switch in the brain, right? Like to be able to know to separate the personal and the work stuff.
And yeah, definitely.
And if you can do that, then it's going to be fine.
It works perfectly for us, that's for sure.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, you got to check out what the girls are about. Suboskirt.com is where you can find them and all bits and pieces, obviously, on their socials also. I want to tell everybody how the podcast works in case they've found us through you chicks. And if you are Reggies, the OGs, welcome. A few of you podcast followers, it was some of our posse, have now started listening to the radio show, which has taken you a little bit. Because haven't you noticed that people are calling a little bit more and saying, no, I'm an OG, I've been there from the podcast days?
Yeah, I've noticed people being more vocal about that.
Yeah. I think people are getting a little bit... what's it called?
Like protective? Wanting to claim.
Yes.
It's like
yes.
When you figure out a new band and nobody likes them, no one backs them, and then finally when they become commercial, I knew them ages ago.
Yeah, we're getting
territorial.
We get that too from the blog. I've been following you since you were bloggers.
Yeah. And fucking respect to you. Like, respect to the people that were.
Yeah, we love
thanks.
You.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. So thank you to those of you that have been around forever. But if you haven't and you found us through the chicks, welcome. We are two radio chicks that talk thoughts we're thinking but not saying on this podcast each and every week and on our national radio show, which is across the country of a night time.
Mm-hmm.
We each bring a gem to the table. So we're going to do a contents this week and just give everybody a headline of what they can expect from the episode. You guys are going to join yours. What do you want to drop?
I'm going to drop a bomb today, actually.
Oh, we can't wait for this.
Yes. I'm going to touch on the topic of menopause, which is something that not many 27-year-olds can talk about, but I can because I'm actually on a drug right now that's sent me straight into it.
Wow.
Just from having endometriosis and trying to handle it and minimize all of the disease. So they've put me straight into menopause and... It's very fun.
All right. We want to dive into
really
that.
Intense,
yeah. I want to, like, how you got there, because I'm going through a bit of a similar, I don't know, figuring out my lady parts and what's going on, but also about what it feels like to be in that, because that's fascinating. I want to bring a little bit about a kinesiology session that I've literally come straight from about feeling that my purpose, where that lands with, you know, my leadership qualities, and still having that inner dialogue that doubts a lot of things when I have absolutely no reason to doubt, because a lot of my choices lead to quite a lot of success. So it just is a childhood thing that I think I haven't shaken, which is a bit deep.
And we like deep.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring to the table the fact that if I deleted everybody from my Facebook that I didn't really, you know, want to follow, that I have nobody left. And that's why I haven't done the cull. That's what's holding me back.
I reckon if you can get it under 200, you should feel good about yourself.
I don't even know what it's on now.
I tried to do that. Remember I shut down my Facebook and made it into a fan page.
Yeah,
and
that's
then
right. You did
again.
The swapsie. Yeah, you started from scratch.
And then it started.
I did that too.
Yeah, it started creeping back up again recently because everybody you work with wants to be your friend on Facebook. But you're like, would I ever catch up with you out of work? And that used to be my filter and now that's stretched.
If I did that to my, if I use that as a filter, like there'd be no one.
Ten.
There'd be, no, literally. Anyway.
I would be on there.
Yeah, you'd be on there, but that's one person, you know. Anyway, okay. Chicks, do you want to launch into this super fascinating gem of yours, which is the fact that you are...
They're both laughing because they're like, this is legit our lives. They're like, you're kidding me. This is fascinating.
Yeah, share
it's
share
like
away.
Right now, I have a hot flush right now and I'm dealing with it.
I don't
in
know
my
if
seat.
You're joking. Are you actually serious?
No, I'm not legitimately joking. Sweating. Like, I wish you could see my hand right now.
Fuck you, poor bitch. So what's like, going on?
I'm prickling up. Like it's funny because there's side effects that may, you know, that you may have these side effects, you may not have these side effects. It's like just dependent on each individual. And I've really found that my side effects are mood swings.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Which I'm never ever usually that moody.
Never.
Well, you were just talking about how chill you were. Like that you're basically half asleep. Yeah.
Yeah. And now I'm just like, not so much sad and happy, but more like just like agitated and just, everything pisses me off.
Raging.
I rage a little bit.
No, actually you have been crying a lot at the Poppy videos on Facebook.
Tessie, have you noticed the difference in her? Have I muddled you up?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
So this is in menopause.
Okay.
I'm the observer / counsellor.
Okay.
From the observer's point of view, have you really noticed that lately? Like a huge change in her personality?
100%. So we've got a counselling group for this. So she'll run through, this has happened, I'm raging about it. Is this menopausal related or... Am I being a bitch?
Oh, because... Wow. So is it at the point...
where you don't trust yourself.
Yeah, where you don't have any gauge as to what's normal and what's the menopause.
Yeah, no way. So now when I'm having a fight with my fiance, I'm like, is he being an asshole or am I just like really sensitive right now?
Fuck.
And I think I'm always just like, no, he's being an asshole. But then I have to be like, girls, am I being dramatic?
There's like a proper, I mean, how many times a day are you doing that? Because that is exhausting.
Every night, really. Lucky I don't work with my fiance. I work with like my brother and all of like my family and they don't really piss me off, so it just confuses me because I'm like,
should you be thinking about this upcoming nuptials?
Yeah.
Well, we're saying it's kind of just a preview into this in 50 years, so.
Yeah, right.
But
40.
But on a serious note, though, so the reason that you're on this medication is because of your endo. So can you tell us a bit about like how long will you be on the medication for? Do you know? Like, is it something that the minute, like, that's that it's reversible, the moment that you go off the meds or the reason for it?
Yeah, so I actually was, I have extremely bad endometriosis and I was going through a cycle of IVF to try and save my eggs because I have very bad disease and they want to remove all of the cysts and all the endometriosis. And with that, there's a risk that I will lose my ovaries. Mm-hmm. So they tried to put me through IVF to save the eggs. And I actually my cysts just kept leaking and refilling. And I've been in and out of hospital for the last 3 months.
Do you
months.
Know what kind of cysts they are? Because they're all different types.
Yeah,
aren't
so
they?
These yeah. ones are, I think they're called...
Endometrioma.
Chocolate. Yeah, okay. Chocolate cysts. And they're the size of a large orange. I've got two.
Oh, so are they on your ovaries?
Yeah, and my ovary surrounds these
We call
cysts.
Them the invaders because they're just not meant to be there.
No.
Yeah, so...
And how did you find them? Like, what symptoms did you have before at the early days?
Just really bad pain 24/7. Period pain, intense period pain, even when I didn't have my period. So... It wasn't normal. And then I went and got a laparoscopy. They saw all of the damage and then they literally just like sewed me back up and they were like, okay, you've got to have babies right now. And I was like, I'm 24. I don't really want to have babies right now. So I've just been dealing with it since then. But lately it's gotten so bad because as you get older, you know, the disease builds up. And now the IVF wasn't successful. So now they've put me on this menopause drug called Cineryl. And I'm getting an operation on the 30th of August and essentially the drug will reduce everything that's going on. And they'll go in there and everything will be minimal as much as it can be without the hormones for the two month window that I have on this drug.
And not like we've made light of it, but how are you going?
I'm fine. Like it's something that is, it's something you can deal with. One of my friends literally last week just got hit by a car and died. So it's something that it put it into perspective. I can deal with this. I think I've been given this disease for a reason, and I think I can deal with it, and I can share with other girls who have it also that you can deal with it. And it is annoying and it's painful and it sucks, but it's not the worst thing that can happen to you. So there's options, and if you've got a good support network, you can get through it.
Get ready, cause here I come. Missed anything from the Thinker Girls this week?
Back to your story.
Don't worry, we've been waiting for you at thethinkergirls.com.au to catch up.
Yoda, how has that been as a bestie and as a sister-in-law to watch your mate go through that? Because I would imagine is there this feeling of like, helplessness a little bit?
Yeah.
Like that you can't, 100%. You just want everything in your body to take the pain away, but you just can't?
Yeah, especially the last time this is cyst ruptured, we're at the Gold Coast at the time, and the ambulance took an hour and 40 minutes to get there, and this was in and out of consciousness, and you were just trying to imagine the pain that she was going through, and you feel so helpless, and then explaining it to people who don't really understand the disease and can kind of brush it off when you know what she's going through, it can get a bit frustrating. But yeah, she's been a trooper, and we've missed her at work a bit because she was obviously had bedtime, trying to recover. So it's been obviously the hardest for this, but I guess for everyone around her, it's hard not being able to take that away.
I think the other thing is that's why it's so important to have the awareness. And we just said to you only recently we did Endo Hour. We've covered it on the show a bit. But it's important to keep talking about. It's kind of like marriage equality.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
you might feel like you're starting to repeat yourself, but it is because we're talking about it a lot, you feel like it's there, but on the big picture, it is not. I recently ended up being in hospital from pain, and we're still doing tests as to what that is. And I've never experienced anything like that. But I think the biggest shock for me, even after hearing all of the stories like yours, you don't, until you go through it yourself, you don't really understand how little everybody does know about it. Mm-hmm. Like even in emergency room, they were kind of looking at me like endometriosis was a word that they were going to throw out there, but they had no information on. It was like, it could be endometriosis, but you'll probably have to go see a gyno for that. It was like, hands up, we have no way of helping you there. They didn't even give me a pelvic ultrasound. Like it was... I think I've had birth cysts, but, we're trying to figure that all out, and I'm hoping it is just a birth cyst and it looks like a fairly normal cyst is what they call it, I think.
Yeah.
Rather than the ones that you're describing. There's like 100 or something different.
What different types of cysts? Mm-hmm. And why, like for different reasons?
They can just grow. Like, for me, it's very different depending on what it is, but I've been told that it doesn't necessarily have to go straight to it, meaning polycystic ovaries or endometriosis. It could go there. I don't know, but I'm in early stages. But the point is...
Good luck.
Thank you. The point is that it is so unspoken. Like it's not spoken about. And I think it's so important because so many chicks are suffering from this and have probably been turned away. My doctor told me I had IBS.
Irritable bowel syndrome.
For fuck's sake. I'm like, I'm not passing out from IBS, bitch. Like, and then you question yourself.
Yeah,
you do. And that's the hardest part, especially because it's hard to diagnose in that you have to have a surgery in order to actually figure out if you have endo. It's not visible on ultrasound or scan. So to take that kind of step as well, I guess, well, for me, I was in denial about it and didn't want to deal with it.
Also,
yeah,
so you've both, like, so yeah, you both yeah. have endo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. That's full on.
Correct.
Holy There's so many more people. I don't know if it's like you get to a certain age where people maybe are starting to think about, having kids, or maybe you're just more in touch and aware of what their body's doing. But I feel as though there's not just Stace and you guys, but a lot of people around me that I know, or friends of friends or family members.
Off. I think people, the word's starting to
get
out.
Yeah, that I know. I'm like, what the fuck has happened? Like in the last 12 months, I've just heard that word so much.
Our parents, our mother's generations were just told that it was period pain and that's it. So, we're the first generation that have come out and said, no, this is not right. And then they've found things to support that. But it's very early days, Very.
Oh, P.S. Mm-hmm. The duck that you heard before was Philip.
Yeah.
We didn't explain him. He goes
off.
What
was that?
I could see their faces. Well, I was like, what is happening?
I was like, what the fuck?
No. He's an alarm that wraps us up basically to move on to the next topic to stop gas bagging.
Do you want
to
go, Mesa?
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Lighten the load.
Yeah. I want to lighten this load, babes, and that is by chatting to you about my Facebook, what do you call it? Facebook friends.
You don't even know what it's called?
Well, Facebook people, I don't know, whatever. So
exactly my point. Exactly why you shouldn't have any of them on there. You refer to them as Facebook people. Like, they're basically blue little heads that aren't real. Like, what the fuck?
Acquaintances.
Yeah. No, but true. That is a stretch. Some of them I'm like, who the actual fuck are you? Like, I don't even have any idea. Have I even ever met you in life? And a lot of them, the answer is actually no. And it wasn't until only today that we've been able to shout from the rooftop some pretty exciting news, and that is that we're going to be filling in for Drive.
Yeah, by the time you guys have probably heard this episode, we've been doing it. So
yeah.
Hughes and Kate is like our Melbourne heroes growing up in Melbourne.
Oh, my God. They were just like gods and goddesses listening to them. So,
when they went on holidays.
Yeah.
I would just crack it because Kate Lambrook's not on.
And you're no Kate and you're now, no Hizzy, so shut up.
And now we are that annoying the new people.
So we'll warm the seats for a couple of weeks while they're sunning themselves sick. But anyway, in the process of that, the way that we've kind of got the word out there is by sending out like a Facebook invite to be like, come along for the next couple of weeks. We're going to be on a couple of hours earlier, blah, blah, blah. And we've, gone through and invited people. And it was funny because I don't often just go through my Facebook friends like to see who's on there. And the algorithm with Facey, like the only thing that I ever see is basically, like really cheap bathers from China and, dog videos. So I never really have much of a handle on who's actually on there and who's seeing my shit and who.
Yeah, so who'd you find, bro?
So many randoms. And then I thought to myself, I've got to go through and do a proper cull. Like, this is really in order. But if I was really honest with myself and culled all of the people that I needed to cull that I didn't know, I would literally have nobody left. I'd have nobody left on Facebook. And then isn't like, what's the point of having Facebook altogether?
Well, what do you want from those people? I mean, obviously it's helped us promote the good word, so you don't want to get rid of everyone.
Yeah, that's
true. We
were
literally having this talk at work because about a week or two ago I did the cull because my Facebook friends list got to about 1,000 because
a couple of
years ago I had so many customers adding me on Facebook and I started just denying because, it was a private Facebook. But then we started getting hate emails about how I wasn't accepting customers.
Oh, my God, that's so intense.
Requests, and then I just freaked out and started accepting anyone who would add me and the list got out of control and we're just saying at work how you have to be brutal when you're doing the cull. It's the only way. And a friend had a really good tip that when people's birthdays come up, if you don't know them, unfriend them. And it's just been the best thing ever.
Oh, that's like, because that's a step-by-step process.
If you don't wish them happy birthday, then you don't give a fuck enough.
You're unfriending him.
In all honesty, if I was applying that rule, I reckon there'd probably be 30 people left.
So what?
I'll have 30. Who cares?
Be a mad dog. Like, that is courage, you know? Like, that is what vulnerability and brave is, Christy.
You reckon?
Having 30 Facebook friends and owning it.
I never even post anyway.
We should do this on the show next week, and you have to walk around go being one a by person one. That only has 30 friends and see how you feel every day.
Because I've just had a look. 740 friends. Like, so
that's a lot.
That's too many. How many do I have? How many do you guys have?
But you've done a cull. Like, you always preach
I've
about your culls.
I've 600.
I am.
From 1,000.
I have a lot of school friends, so.
Okay.
I'm 5'3", 5", and I'd like to get that under 5, I've got to say.
Yeah. But a lot of them
I'm
like.
I'm going to cull 30
now. Even if I don't know the Facebook thing or like their birthday or whatever, 750. See, ooh, wow. You're right up there.
751, shit, that's
risky.
Do you
know? Do you know all those people, or are you just like giving advice to me that you should be taking yourself?
No, I know I'm Greek, so we have a lot of people that we know. You know, like a lot of cousins. There's a lot of people, so I do know most of them. But there's a couple actually. If I do see in my feed, if I'm just going through my feed and I see, I'm like, who is that? And I don't know who it is. I just unfriend.
You do an
them.
On the spot cull.
Yeah, on the spot. I actually feel really powerful at the moment when I'm unfriending. It's just like this new addiction I have.
Wow,
like addiction, down. Addiction in a bad way. Like you're
no,
like friend from
Hustle Cards. So cleansed. I'm like, oh, you're gone.
Reckon the girls are over sharers? I'll make the world go round. Wait till you see them on Snapchat. See what goes down behind the scenes. Follow the Thinker Girls on Snapchat.
How good's getting rid of shit friends?
So
I think
good.
For so long we were scared of it, and then you do it and it works and you feel better and you're like, oh, this is addictive.
Because this is the thing, for so many of the people I still like kind of, even if I'm not speaking to them all the time or girls from high school or whatever, I still kind of like to see what they're doing.
Yeah, that's an insecurity, bro.
I love how you're sitting there contemplating on your phone, like right now.
Like she's legit in the moment.
No, I am. Like I'm going through the 740 friends and I was asking myself, why do I have you there? And a lot of them, the reason is, oh, I used to work with you.
All right,
or
give
whatever,
us a name and I'll tell you if you can cull them. Only first names.
Oh, but you won't know a lot of them. Like
exactly.
If I just say the first name. Okay, Alana. I've got 6 Alanas.
Oh my God.
We need to get rid of 2 of them.
Exactly.
Yeah, choose 4.
4 Alanas you get to choose. I love this.
Okay.
These girls are fucking ruthless too.
I've just been through it. I'm
okay.
Ruthless.
Okay. Go again.
And I'll go through the Bs now.
Yeah.
There's 5 Bens.
What the
5 Bens, 6 Alanas. What the fuck's wrong with
One's,
you?
One with a Ben with a double N because he's exotic.
That's got to go. Okay. I mean, that in itself is no.
I went to uni with him, so yeah, he's gone.
Ben with a double
uni,
N.
No,
yeah, uni.
I don't have anyone from my
there's
uni on my
Facebook. There's nothing cute and retro about uni, P.S.
Like, no, I don't think there's anything cute
but
and
it's
retro.
Over,
it's just still
you know?
There, you know?
Mm.
Oh, there's lots of Daniels.
How many?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 10,
wow.
11, 12.
Oh, you're an absolute fruit loop.
13. There's 13 Daniels.
All right, girls,
you
before,
need to dedicate
how many, a how many
few
Daniels
hours
can
cold.
She have? How many 4 Daniels?
Max.
4 Daniels.
4 Matt. All right, all right.
Yes, I love this. You can have no more than 4 Daniels. So how many Daniels are going?
Do you know? Well,
a
13.
Lot.
So 13, 12, 11, 9.
We still have to count on our
so
fingers.
Nine Daniels. 9 Daniels are going. Do you know what I've realised?
Do that now before we move on.
How do I delete them?
Oh, God, I'm not
you just
interested
go into
in
their profile and you click
unfollow.
No,
okay.
unfriend.
They're
two different
just,
things.
What's unfollow?
It's the thing where you just don't see
friends.
Their posts. You still stay friends.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
You got to unfriend that shit.
Yeah. Get it out of there from the root, lady.
Okay.
Don't just do it on the surface.
Now, I'm going to take your advice and go through and I'm going to feel so light with 30 friends.
Yeah, I reckon you should. I'm loving it. I'm loving the new you.
Thank you.
It's very good.
I have a better idea. Why don't you just create a new Facebook and add 30 people? It will look a lot quicker.
Yeah, true. Just delete
I considered it, but then you lose all your history. And I just
plus, nah, we've got too many fucking work things that are attached to your name and that will be a
yeah,
pain in the ass.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to do that. And then remember that time where you made your new Facebook and then it kept coming up every 7 seconds? It was like, Stacey has added a new photo. Stacey's added a new photo. Because she was adding one by one, like her 50 photos so she could regroup the page. I was like, fuck, oh, cool, all right. And at that point, I don't even think unfollow existed. So everyone just had to cop it.
That's true.
And it was your legit people too. So
yeah, everyone was over it. And of course your legit people fucking hate you most of the time. Like, so I was like, you know what I mean? Like all my friends were like, fuck off with that. We know that you were in fucking Cambodia. Like we don't give a shit.
Well, you've got to backtrack.
I know, because I wanted to tag you because you lose all your photos. Anyway, just get onto it. And if you're listening, no more than 4 per name is the rule. Like
don't have 13 of one person. It's not necessary.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, and well, if you can't decide, go tell them to change their name. I want to talk about a kinesiology session that I just came straight from, which is running a bit late, actually. And it's interesting because have you guys heard of kinesiology?
Yeah.
Okay, great. But if you haven't, go look it up because it's really complex. I can't be bothered explaining it. I've tried a few times on the show, but essentially it's kind of connecting, I don't know, patterns and thought patterns that you may have had from different points in your life that then is continuing on through your life and affecting things that you're doing, i.e., you know, from when you're a kid, you might have been told, I don't know, you're not brave, and then you've continued to believe it somehow. Mm-hmm. It's a really interesting way of getting to the nitty-gritties of things. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I have, as we step into a bigger show, a bigger team, a bigger, you know, everything bigger, 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 and our brand and everything expands, it's interesting because I come to work and often as we kind of move along things, there's a lot of decisions made. I am often the person that says, look this way, let's try this idea, everybody come over here. And am often that, I get uncomfortable even calling it, but I'm the leader essentially. Mm-hmm. And I fit and feel really comfortable in that role. It's almost like sometimes I feel like it's a bit purposeful, like I feel like it's a bit bigger than me, that it's really natural, and often I'll find myself talking and everyone in the room will be quiet. Like it's a bit of an energy thing. It's always been like that since I was a little girl. I was always the one making up the games in the playground, like, and I was always, I don't know, being that role really naturally. But I reckon somewhere along the line I was told that that was annoying.
Mm. And I think when you're little too, it's seen as bossy and a negative thing. Yeah.
And so I grew up with a few saw it as a complex kind of part of my character. And now I sit in it and I'm so fucking proud of it. You know, it's been able to, alongside you, we've been able to achieve so much. And, you know, our roles in our team really, really complement each other as well. And that's just such a blessing because I know that a lot of the time I am the person that is like, we're going this way. And Chris is like, all right, we're going this way. Can we discuss this on the way?
Yeah.
And, you know, but we really work really well with that. And I've found such a partner in you with that. But I still, after all of those good things and after all of the success we've had and after all of the good that's come from it, my inner dialogue is still really, really conflicted. And it's like I doubt still to this day. And when we had this massive meeting with all of these people, there were a few ideas and a few other bits and pieces that came up that I was like, oh, God, that's not really our brand and that's not really how we would work. And I felt so I didn't leap. And it was interesting. So then I went into this session and she was like, you know, you've really got to look at, I suppose, connecting that inner strength that you have, that, I guess, that spirituality side of you of where you get your messages and your confidence and putting that into the way you act on the outside. And it was just interesting how you can feel like your purpose is something and your body is doing something and on the exterior it looks like you're so comfortable. But then sometimes, not all the time, but then sometimes inside you're kind of fighting yourself. Mm. I don't know if this is something that a lot of leaders feel, a lot of women feel, or if there's a part of your personality that you fight, but on the outside it looks like it's really seamless. I don't know if you girls.
Because to you on the off, as somebody that knows a lot of the time what's going on your inside, but then also as an outsider, that's not all of the time. I don't always know what's going on with you, but I can certainly speak from somebody that sees you every single day. And you do have this real kind of air of backing yourself 110% all of the way. And I think there would be really quite surprising to a lot of people to know that there is this kind of inner struggle / dialogue that goes on before that point. You know, and I think it
goes after. That's the funny thing.
Well, I think
that's the interesting thing, because for a lot of people, you've got to lead the courage up to get there. I go in. That's why I mean it's a bit like it feels like it's a bit bigger than me sometimes. I act and then I doubt.
You're already in the Thinker Girls posse. Now let's make it Facebook official. Just search the Thinker Girls on Facey, Insta and Snapchat.
It's interesting, though, because that big meeting that you were talking about, and I felt the exact same way, it was full on. It was intimidating. It was different. And there were a lot of...
Girls, we went from a team of 3 to 15.
It was like, fucking mental.
Like, and we were like... Little,
and everyone's like such big personalities. And although we are too, like you want to...
I felt shy.
Yeah, I did. I felt really shy too because there were all these eyes on us and that's our bread and butter and what we do. But I think that with both of us, there is this element of... You're comfy in that with people that you know too, and I think that's the difference. These people that we know, we don't work with all the time. So I think if it was just our people and you times them, and there were 3 versions of all of them, and then that equaled 15, you would be fine. But it's the fact that you didn't probably know them that things are new, and you're not wanting people to misinterpret your strength and your surety in the calls that you make as being. Something else of as being bossy or as being negative.
And it's weird because that's the thing. It's not like I doubt that I can't do all of that. It's like an afterthought. It's almost like I doubt. So I make the decisions and I can make decisions. That's a strength. And I know that. I go in with that. But then it's afterwards what I put myself through because I put a lot of pressure on myself to make the right ones, I think. You guys as bosses, I mean, can you relate to any of it or is it been a bit of a seamless run for you girls?
We can definitely relate. I'm not sure if it's exactly the same thing, but I definitely feel like being leaders of a business, there is a certain amount of pressure. I think it's more you're making decisions that will affect not just us, but the whole workplace. It definitely makes you doubt yourself more. But I guess where we find our strength is in each other. And that's where if we have any doubts, we just look to each other and speak about it. And if we're both on the same page, then 100%. We just 100% go with it.
Are you guys, in terms of that decision process, do you work pretty similarly? Or do you kind of, how does that kind of work as people that lead a whole team of people? Like, how does that process kind of come about? Does it work pretty naturally? Do you discuss it? Do you know what your kind of roles are in that decision-making process?
Yeah, we've never had to sit down and discuss who makes what decisions. It's always just come quite naturally.
Yeah, same with us a bit, isn't it?
Yeah, and we do always consult with my husband, that's his brother George as well.
We can have ideas that run wild and he'll be like, just calm down. And then we're like, oh.
Yeah, or, you know, sometimes we do turn to the whole workplace and we have a massive discussion about that because, you know, it can be hard making big decisions for especially while you're growing because it's that risk of, you know, you are growing, it could go backwards. But I think the more people you have to just kind of affirm what you're doing and your decision, it helps.
It's such a different thing. And we are our own company, but in our show, it's still that startup feel, you know? So it's interesting because then our generation is the generation of startups, essentially. So we haven't seen other shows or other businesses, essentially, to follow example, to follow suit. Our generation's the first one that's asking people that work for them their opinions on how to run things. You know, it's a really new way of doing things. So it is interesting because you go looking, and you can go looking at, like, we could look at you guys, you could look at us, vice versa. But when you go looking at people that have had 20 years in the biz, those kinds of ways of decision making hasn't happened yet. So it's all really new ways of working as well, which I think is so fucking exciting because you can pave your own way, but then you also go, my dad still to this day goes, is there anyone that's done it like this? Like, can you talk to, you know, can you talk to Kyle or someone? And I'm like, nah, that's not how it works, Dad. Like, we're trying to do things really differently. And so there isn't really anybody showing us the way.
Yeah, just each other.
Yeah. And that's been, I mean, in that room, oh my God, I just remember how many times I was looking at your eyes. Like, I was like looking at you, and then it was like Christy was in there and she's the only one that looked familiar. It's like, I know everyone else. Like, it was weird, but I kept looking at her like, I don't know how to explain it, but I was just like, Christy. I just didn't know. I didn't have anything to say, but I was like, just wanted to hug you or something.
Yeah,
I
get that feeling because I was like Silent Susie over in the corner.
And you look so small.
Have you guys had moments like that where you go, fuck, we're really doubting what we're doing here? Like,
had this 100%.
Like, this weird, has it been a phase where you go, that month was weird? We didn't know what we were doing, or what is it?
It happens to me a lot. I'm creative, so I'm like really bad with numbers. So when we're in like really important like bank meetings, they will ask me something and I just like look over at your like fucking help me.
I just give her a nod, and really, I'm not assuring her of anything. I've got no idea what's happening either.
Yeah, but that's what it's like. We were expecting accountants and stuff to just be like, this is how it is. And they're like, sorry, you run your own business, you decide, and we kind of help you. And we're like, oh.
And we're like, oh, wow, this makes everything very different and a lot more scary.
Yeah. You guys need a George.
Yeah. You need one of our my brother slash her husband.
Oh, really?
He fixes everything.
Yeah. Is George good with numbers?
Oh, yeah.
We've got it. We've got a Chris. But he's often very encouraging to put, like, to really empower us to learn too. Yeah, so he's all like, girls, I could do this. You could pay me some extra dollars. But how about you go off and have a go? Like, he's kind of, he's really good like that, actually, because we could just be paying so much more money than we probably don't
and
need
it
to.
And it does make sense because, in a way, you kind of learn, like,
We're learning about our business.
You have to learn it as you go, as opposed to passing it off to somebody else. And there, I always just remind myself that there will be a time where it won't feel like it's new.
Yeah.
That I have to keep telling
myself
that.
But I thought that was going to be over ages ago.
Oh, yeah.
It still feels, what, we always will feel new?
I feel like there, as you grow, everything kind of feels new, but what you think is new now will become normal.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's so true, actually.
In different phases, you'll get the same feeling where you're like, oh my God, what's happening?
Yeah.
Because that's shitting myself.
Well, that's for brands that want to keep growing, right? Because then you're obviously continuing to look for things that you haven't done.
Yeah.
Oh,
for
that,
sure.
You guys are inspo, hashtag. Like, that's really nice. But yeah, that would be nice to keep you guys. We've got to get your number and call you next time we're going, fuck.
Yeah, legit. We'll put you on speaker and we can have we can hash it out together.
A foursome.
We'll calm you down.
Yeah. You can get my number, just don't add me on Facebook, please.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
I'll make it 31 just for you guys. But yeah, you will just sit in your like non-accepted place.
She'll pick one of you. Like, she's like, sorry, don't have enough room for both.
You won't have four versions of our names though.
Oh, no, that's for sure. I've got zero Fessies and zero Yotters.
Yeah. If you want to check the girls out, Sabo Skirt on Facebook, Sabo Skirt on Instagram, and of course saboskirt.com is where you can go and waste a lot of time. So do check it out and support the chicks. This has been really fun, ladies. I feel like we're quite like-minded. It's been nice.
It's been so good. Thank you for having us.
That's the best. Good luck with everything too.
Yeah.
Sounds exciting times are ahead.
Yeah. Thank you. You too. And if you want to check out any of the other shows that we've done, particularly for that endo hour, if you are thinking that there was something that struck a chord with you, or you've got a friend that might be interested in hearing from experts on endometriosis, we've got that on our website, thethinkergirls.com.au on the listen tab. And also on our Facebook page, we've got all the videos about endo hour as well. A lot of listeners and a lot of people that were sufferers called up and shared their stories. So
because there's a space,
it's very powerful.
There's a space for it. Absolutely.
Yeah. But till next week, we'll see you later.
Catch you then. Bye.
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 Were you part of this convo and want more? Join our Thinker Girls posse on Facebook, Instagram, or thethinkergirls.com.au.
Gonna move the mountain. Gonna touch the sky.
Next week on Thinker Girl, the podcast.
When you know, you know. So if you say you've met the man of your dreams, you think, and someone says to you, oh, do you think you're going to marry him, or do you think he's one? And if you go, not sure, he might be one, then run.
Thinker Girl, the podcast, with the Thinker Girls, Stacey June and Christy Mercer.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.